Yirmiyahu Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph Le'ilui Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak VeHagoy Asher Yavi Es Tzavaro Ba'ol Melech Bavel Va'avado. So in contrast to what we said yesterday about how if you refuse to accept the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel, that you're going to be destroyed and obliterated. On the other hand, the nation that brings its neck into the yoke of the king of Bavel and serves him, I'm going to leave him on his land, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to till his soil. He's going to serve and work his soil and live there and dwell there and be left in peace. So it's interesting that the peace and tranquility and enjoying the produce of what you grow is only going to be if you accept the overlordship of Bavel, Yud Beis, and then the same message that was given to all of these other nations surrounding Eretz Yisrael, the ones who were trying to talk Melech Yehuda into joining a rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar, Vel Tzidkiyah Melech Yehuda Dibarti, and I spoke to Tzidkiyah, the king of Yehuda. Now, of course, at this point, at the beginning of the parak, he didn't speak to Tzidkiyah yet. Tzidkiyah wasn't the king of Yehuda yet. It was at the beginning of the time of Yehoyakim. But nevertheless, the Navi bided his time and waited and finally eventually said this to Tzidkiyahu, Kehol hadvarim ho'ila lemor, saying all of the same things he said to the nations. Haviyu es tzav reichem ba'ol melech bavel, v'ivdu oso, v'amo v'chiyu. So put your necks, tzav reichem plural, not just one neck, the neck of the king, but the necks of everyone. Just like he said to the ambassadors of all the other kings. So place your neck in the yoke of the king of Bavel, serve him, serve his nation, and live, v'chiyu, and live. Why are you going to live? Because he's going to let you live, says Mesudas David. Don't make an alliance. All six of your nations, the five around Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael itself, needs to submit themselves to the yoke of the king of Bavel. Why should you and all of your people die? Bacherev, in the sword, Barav, in famine, Ubadover, and in disease. All of the things that were promised of you, Psukim ago, Kasher Diber Hashem El Hagoya, Sher Leavod, Ismael of Bavel. That's what Hashem said is going to happen to any country that refuses to serve Bavel. And by the way, there's a secondary message here too, says the Abarbanel. The people of Yehuda are unworthy of special preferential treatment. You will fall into Nebuchadnezzar just like the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, just like all the other nations, because you're acting like all the other nations, because you're forfeited your special status by rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so long. We get treated specially as long as we're special, but when we stop acting in a special manner, and we want to be like everybody else, we want to be in the UN, well, we'll be treated like everyone else, but worse, because they all hate us on top of everything that's going on. Do you really want that? Why should you die? The Altishma'u, says Pasuk Yudalad, of Divrei HaNaviim. And don't listen to the words of the prophets that are written on the subway wall. Ha'omrim Aleichem Lemar, to tell you, Lo Savdu Es Melech Bavel, don't serve the king of Bavel, don't you dare. Ki Sheker Heim Nibim Lochem, because they are prophesying lies to you as well. So the Jewish false prophets are just as bad as the Goyish false prophets who are telling their own nations, fight, fight, fight for your right to party. Don't do it. Now, apparently, Klal Yisrael, so the Das Sofrim makes a point that it doesn't mention diviners and soothsayers and sorcerers along with that. So it seems that Klal Yisrael didn't have a dependence upon that kind of charlatan and fortune teller. Sefer Yechezkel does mention to the exiles in Bavel the sorceresses that they followed, but apparently that was individual matters and not big political decisions. You only went to them, to your kitchen witch, for, you know, some kind of advice on a smaller situation. But they're telling you lies. Jewish pundits are just as bad as everybody else. We all may love Ben Shapiro, but keep an eye out and don't trust anything that's not coming from Das Torah, because it's going to come at some point from one's own wisdom, and our wisdom is limited to our experience and our understanding of current situations. Tesvav, ki lo shilachtim nu'uma Hashem. I did not send them to prophesy to you, says God. No. V'hem nivim bishmi la'shaker. And if they are the Jewish Nevi'im prophesying in my name, they are lying. They are testifying falsely. L'man hadichi eschem va'avartem. Essentially, all they're doing is making it easier for me to push you out so that you are destroyed and lost. Atem va'nevi'im hanivim lachem. You and those prophets who are going to be punished even more severely because they're the ones convincing you to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you through Yirmiyah. Come on, says Rabbi Breuer. Did not the message the prophet relays in the name of God to the heathen kings apply even more so to his own king and his own nation? He's bearing the yoke for the sake of Klal Yisrael. But unfortunately, Klal Yisrael is not listening, as always. Finally, Tezayin ve'el ha-kohanim ve'el kol ha'am hazeh dibarti lemor. And I've spoken to the kohanim, to the priests. And to all of this people I have said, Ko amar Hashem, al tishmu el divrei nevi'eichem, hanibim lochem lemor. Do not listen to the words of these prophets who prophesy for you, saying, Hinech leha beis Hashem mushavim mi bavela, ata mehera. Where they said, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, of the house of God, are going to be brought back from their exile in Bavel. You're hoping for a dreamlike future where all the Kalim are brought back. Everybody knows it's in the hidden city of Tanis in Egypt, buried under the sandstorm. Indiana Jones proved that. Ki sheker heimad ibn lachem, because they are lying to you when they say that the Kalim are going to come back, that the Aron is going to come back, that all the exiled Kalim are going to be returned, many of them exiled with Yechaniah HaMelech. Don't do it. Don't listen.